The Vanquished. Welcome to The Vanquished. Anders J. Lee here.
Freddie J. here.
And we are talking today about a three-time presidential loser, and he has three names, too. William Jennings Bryan, who was not only a loser, you know, we've covered people who have lost at different points. I think, you know, people have done the two-step, but this guy did the three-step and lost all three as the Democratic Party nominee. So he was a major party nominee who lost three elections. That's a pretty big deal.
It is crazy about him. Then that, like, they let him keep going and he kept doing worse each time. like you lose once and it's like, well, you pretty much won, Hillary, but like, no, you'd never get the stink off. And Brian, it's like, oh yeah, you could try again in 1900. He does worse. And then it's like, well, 1908, yeah, let's, you know, maybe. Yeah.
Right. Well, what I love about him is he runs 1896. That's the best he does. 1900 does a little worse. Then so 1904, he takes off and he's like, you know what? You think you can do better? Go ahead. And they nominate somebody
really,
else.
Yeah.
And he craps the bed and then he comes riding back 1908 and also doesn't win. But still, I think there is a chance he would have won in 1912, maybe, because in that's 12, when Wilson wins.
Yeah, Wilson does kind of take up the mantle then. I forget. I think people, maybe the Democrats are kind of sick of him. I can't remember exactly what happens as well. We'll have to
look. Yeah, I mean, that's.
Through. We'll get into that a little
bit. No, that's basically, I think, true. But Wilson wins because the Republican vote is divided because Theodore Roosevelt walks out of the Republican convention and is running as a bull moose candidate, progressive, and that splits that vote. And then Wilson is able to waltz in there and be, for the first time, I'm really hesitant to give Woodrow Wilson any credit for anything or call him a progressive, but he is doing things like child labor laws and stuff like that, which before, you know, you saw a little bit of that with Roosevelt, but it was a Democrat doing it for the first time. And Bryan possibly would have been in that situation if they had tolerated him another time in the 12 and then maybe been president, but you know, counterfactual.
Both Wilson and Bryan, it's like, oh, they're a horrible racist, but they did these pro-worker things that later on became these movements that included everybody.
Right.
But yeah, like you can't separate. They're running on a race. They're running on a racist platform. They can't win without suppressing votes in the South. Like they're racists. That's we're not defending that.
Sure. But Gilded Age, interesting time. Late 1800s, and I was hearing a historian talk about this. The term gilded is interesting here because that just means the edges are nice and fancy. It's nice exterior, but inside it's covering something that's bad and doesn't work for most people.
I got a good example of that. So the people were richer. They had more money, but lifespans were going down during this period.
Interesting.
And I think of this as the American Middle Ages.
Yeah.
Like people don't want to think about it. It seems blurry and boring. And it's like, oh no, there was like crazy fucked up evil stuff happening. Right. It's actually super, I love the Middle Ages as well.
Yeah. And he had, you know, I am sort of disappointed so far in Trump, his 2024 campaign. He has not really mentioned Grover Cleveland. I talked about the Cleveland legacy, which I thought we're going to get more of a taste of when he was leaving office. Late 2020, he commissions a statue of Cleveland, who was the last non-consecutive and the only president so far, barring Trump, which very real possibility. But Grover Cleveland wins an election, loses an election, comes back into power and wins again in 1892.
Yeah.
That's the last person to do it. He thought about running again in 1896, but things were going so bad that there was no chance that he would make it. So he didn't try those before we had term limits. So he could have gotten away with a third term.
I just picture Grover Cleveland in purgatory. He's a very purgatory guy, being like, you can't do two non-consecutive terms without mentioning me. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Cleveland won the popular vote three times in a row. So Trump would be doing it, but losing the popular vote possibly all three times.
Really? I didn't realize. So he was, okay, so 1888, he was actually...
Yeah, he won the popular vote.
Interesting.
Now, remember, they're suppressing. He's winning the popular vote because they're not letting black people vote.
Right. And he's a Democrat. Yeah. Also the first Democrat in a very long time to be elected. I think, yeah, since the Civil War.
Yeah, basically, there's, after the Civil War, there's no Democrats. Then there's Cleveland, two non-consecutive terms. Then Woodrow Wilson comes in. And there's just like these humongous gaps. And then after FDR, the Democrats started doing a little better.
Yeah.
But Cleveland is like, the way his positions were is like, he's a classical liberal. So he's basically like an economic Republican today.
Right. Yeah. And, we are used to in the United States now, the government bailing out banks. But one kind of oddity of the Gilded Age, it just shows how blatant it was. The banks were bailing out the government. The gold standard wasn't going well, and so J.P. Morgan gets together with Cleveland and says, all right, we'll get you some more gold, but they were really going to rip you off.
I actually was thinking just now, who's the modern politician who's like Grover Cleveland? And it's Mitch McConnell.
Oh.